Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, everyone. This is Maisha Avery. I am coming to you today to speak about emotional eating and how to overcome. Let me start off by giving a little bit of background on myself, because I know each show that I may host, which this is now my third show hosting, I do know that I may have new individuals listening, individuals that may not have ever heard about me before, and they may have seen this from social media and decided to dial in today. So just to give you a brief overview of myself, my name again is Maisha Avery. I am based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I am a health educator, also a healthy lifestyle blogger, and CEO and founder of Inspired to Change LLC. My main way of getting my content out to the world is through my blog, which is on www.inspirethenumber2change.co. Okay, now let's get into today's show. So what I wanted to talk about today was emotional eating, and also some tips to, it is something that you can overcome. It is more so something that you can manage. So I wanted, that was a better word in terms of, managing through emotional eating. Now, I am privileged to have meal plan clients that I work with day in and day out. And the most common thing with a lot of individuals is that what I have observed in, working with other individuals in terms of meal planning or just talking to other individuals about their eating habits, a lot of it does stem from emotional eating. So I thought that this was something, a topic that definitely needed to be discussed, and also give some tips. Now, if you all follow me, if you have ever read my blog, or if you ever had the privilege of speaking to me, more so one-on-one type of deal, I tell anyone that for myself, when I go through different emotions, I lose my appetite, which is just as bad as emotional eating or a lack thereof. It's all one and the same. For someone that is trying to maintain weight loss, as myself, if you're someone like me where you lose your appetite when you're stressed or when you're going through different emotions, that can be very stalling in your journey as well, because if you don't eat, you're not burning anything, you're not building your metabolism. Versus the same way, on the other end, for someone that is an emotional eater, and when they go through different emotions or different things happen, and they overeat and they eat, the wrong thing, that can cause weight gain and other issues. So it's just all one and the same. On both ends of the spectrum is something that we all have to work through managing. So one of the things that I wanted to bring up is that we have to tackle first the first word of this whole discussion that we're going to have, and the first word is emotional. We take off the AL, we just have emotion. So emotions can be, of course, as we know, whether you're sad, angry, mad, what have you. It can come from different sorts of things. And when you're an emotional eater, it does not necessarily mean that you eat something just because, you had a bad day, you're upset. It could be that you're very well happy and you're excited. Something has taken place that's big in your life, and maybe you want to celebrate, and you're just bursting with emotion, so you just lose sight. So I think first we want to tackle, emotions. And we can never, we can't, as humans, for anyone, we can't control things that happen to us sometimes, but we can control our emotions and how, we play a part in certain things and how we respond to things emotionally. We can manage that. And you can very well manage your emotions, in different things. So one thing that you have to realize with emotions, and a lot of, this whole journey on weight loss and, a healthy lifestyle, I don't think that people understand that your emotions play a big part in this whole journey. you'll face different emotions, you know, as you go through your journey. So one thing that we must talk about first things first is the emotion factor of it. So one thing that you want to understand is that, okay, you had a bad day, you had a stressed out day. Okay, we have to be aware of where are these emotions coming from. A lot of the times, you know, we may be dealing with, you know, stress or being sad or being upset or being angry, and it may very well be a relationship that we shouldn't be in. So we kind of have to own, you know, accountability for where are my emotions coming from. If they are negative, if they are unhealthy emotions, where are those unhealthy emotions coming from? Are they coming from a relationship that you really need to steer away from, whether it be a romantic relationship or whether it be just a friendship, whether it be a business partnership? What is it about, you know, your emotions? You have to step back and take a look at, you know, you're sad, okay, and your sadness is leading you to emotional eating. Okay, so where is that sadness coming from? It could, as stated, very well be an unhealthy relationship that you may need to get yourself out of. It can be, it was just yesterday, and it's so fascinating that I'm having this discussion because I saw, you know, I follow a lot of individuals on Instagram and things like that are a part of their weight loss journey. And this one woman that I follow, and I cannot think of her name right now, so I'm so sorry, but this woman that I follow, she spoke about, her story was just featured in a magazine, and she spoke about how she was able to lose half of her body weight and live healthy once she got out of an abusive relationship. And although that is a touchy subject, but I find that this is something that is very common. So we have to understand that your emotions and things that you are going through are very much a part of your journey. And sometimes these things can hinder you or they can, you know, progress and allow you to move forward. So that's one thing, is just being very aware of your emotions and where are these emotions coming from. A lot of the times, you know, when we talk about emotional eating, yeah, you may be excited and you want to celebrate something big has just happened in your life. That may be one time where you want to celebrate and you want to go out and have a cupcake, or you want to buy a cake, or you just got a new job and you're excited and you buy a cake, or you have this little party and, you know, you just don't mind for that moment what you're eating. That's one thing. But when it comes to emotional eating, a lot of the times emotional eating stems from unhealthy emotions. And it could be just a time, you know, where you are in your life, and it could just be something that you may have to work through. You may have to seek, you know, professional help in terms of therapy and things like that to get out of whatever you are currently facing. But you will not be able to tackle managing or overcoming emotional eating until you gain control of whatever these emotions are that you are feeling. So one thing you need to be aware of, you know, every day is not going to be roses or sunshine. That's actually a blog post on my blog. But every day is not going to be roses and sunshine. Every day that you get up, the sun is not going to shine. But you can kind of control how you manage throughout your day with different emotions. And sure, we all have bad days. We all have, but you have to hold yourself accountable. And just because I have bad days just like anyone else, and because I have those bad days, I don't come home and say, oh, first of all, it's not in my home for me to eat, number one. So that's one thing that we should be doing, is eliminating unhealthy items from our home or what have you. So for myself, if I have a bad day, when I come home, the first thing, I can't go to my freezer and take out, you know, ice cream or something like that, because number one, that is not things that are in my home, and I'm not thinking about stopping to get that because I am very aware. It may mean that when I have a bad day, you have to overcome the eating. Number one, a lot of the times when we emotional eat, we're not even really hungry. It's just because we find comfort in whatever that food item may be. So if it's a bag of chips or what have you, because those chips taste good, they may be filling to us, it may be comfort. However, if you learn to be aware of your emotions and say, okay, I am having a bad day. What can I do outside of food that will help me, you know, cheer me up? So it may be for, like, so for myself, as I stated, I'm on the other end. So, you know, I don't have an appetite when I'm stressed out or when things are going on. And it doesn't necessarily, and when you're going through emotions, it doesn't necessarily have to be anything bad. You know, I've had very stressful times and planning events, something that was very fulfilling to me. And, you know, I'm living in my purpose. Some days I have stressful days, and it's just because I'm working and going nonstop. And then I forget to eat, or I just don't have an appetite. So for me, it's more so I have to force myself to eat. And then I don't eat unclean because I've already prepped my meals. So I don't think about that. That's another key, is to always prep. A lot of times we go through emotions, we just feel like, I don't feel like it, I don't want to do it. But if you always plan, so for me, I cook my meals, I prep for the whole week. So for me, when I'm going through things and I lose my appetite, I'm automatically aware that, hey, you need to eat. It takes me nothing to take something out of the fridge and heat it up because it's already planned. And that's the same thing for someone that is an emotional eater. If you always stay with a plan, then you will never really fail. So you always want to make sure that you're meal prepping regardless, because a lot of the time when we emotional eat, we don't have things that are readily available. And then those things are also in your home. Another thing to manage with emotional eating and how to overcome this is, instead of resorting to food, resort to other things that can help you. So for myself, when I'm stressed or there are a lot of things going on and I need time to myself, for me, or when I'm dealing with any emotions, it can be, you know, we're all human. I've dealt with heartbreaks. I've dealt with, you know, friendships being lost. I've dealt with, you know, being at work and it's been stressful all day. So for me, when I go through those things or what have you, number one, I either resort to prayer. So if you're someone like myself that has, you know, that you're Christian or what have you, whatever your form of religion is, I pray. Then also I just meditate. I just practice on being still. Also for me, it may be whatever may be going on at that time, I try to do a reversal. So say, for instance, I just had a stressful week. I was working all week. It was very hard. I may decide to, okay, for me, it may be, let me call my friends. Hey, there's a event going on or what have you, or let's hang out and go watch, you know, listen to some live music, you know, or what have you, things of that sort. So try to steer from just, oh, I had a rough day at work, let me go home and let me just eat a whole pint of ice cream. There are so many other things that you can do that can turn you away from emotional eating. But the main thing is that you have to be, number one, you have to hold yourself accountable. And then number two, you have to become self-aware. A lot of the times when we're going through emotions, we don't even realize. And then, you know, you had a stressful week and then you're looking back and you're saying, oh my gosh, last week was so stressful. And then you look in your garbage at home, or you just sit back and think, and you have a pint of ice cream that you've eaten. You have candy wrappers everywhere. You have, and a lot of people, a lot of the times, it is very hard for us to be self-aware. And that is a big thing that we have to own throughout our journey, because if you're not self-aware of any of your behaviors, of any of your eating habits, if you're not self-aware, then you really cannot manage through this healthy lifestyle journey at all. So one thing is holding yourself accountable, and then also being self-aware of your choices. So when you're having a bad day or what have you, you don't have to necessarily go home and turn to food. As I stated, for me, I'll go and I'll take a walk. I remember it was one point in time, and I spoke about it or what have you on my blog when I was in Life Blog. It was a time where last year, it was last summer, and I was planning my first event. In the midst of that whole week of me planning my first event, my mom was in the hospital, and she was undergoing a very serious surgery on her spine. And it was a very high-risk surgery, because if anything could have went wrong, she could have been paralyzed. So as you can imagine, that week before my event was on a Saturday, she went into the hospital that Sunday night prior to, and here I am trying to plan an event. Also, of course, as you all know, I still, you know, have a day job where I work 9 to 5. And then also, I was just trying to, and then also the fact that this was my first event, so it was something that was big for me. I was very anxious. I was very nervous. I didn't know how other people were going to receive this event. It turned out to be a great event. And then also at that time, I was just planning my life. So if I had to leave where I currently live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and go, and at the time, my plan was I was going to go home to Miami, Florida, and, you know, stay for a month. So it was just so many things that were going on. And then when it came down to it, she had surgery the night before my event. So not only was I planning all of this and I was trying to make sure that she was okay and not knowing and trying to speak with her doctors, and I'm here in Charlotte and she lives in Miami, so that's a big difference. And then on top of that, she went into surgery the night before my event. So I just think that at that point in time, however, I never, and you can imagine, I definitely could not eat at that time. It was so much going on. So number one, again, I had to force myself to eat. Number two, I just remember at that time, and if you all follow me, you know I am not a workout type of girl. Like, I do not stay in the gym day and night. And when I tell you that whole week, I don't know what was in me, but when I went to the gym, I was like Incredible Hulk. I was running a treadmill. I was doing squats. I was jumping around. I was in full, like, I was attacking this workout for like a whole week. But at the end of the day, when I came home, it was so much of a stress reliever for me. So I think if you get away from the eating aspect of it when dealing with emotions and target more so towards what you want to work on and what you want to progress, then it'll turn you away from the emotional eating. Because a lot of the times when we're going through different emotions, we don't care. A lot of times when we feel hopeless, when we feel sad, when we may be dealing with a breakup, or, you know, we may be unhappy in our professional lives or what have you, we have to own that. And a lot of the times, a lot of the things that we are stressed about, we can change. If you're not happy with where you are professionally, employment is a choice. You know, unfortunately, a lot of us need employment so we can be able to live our lives, but employment is a choice. If you are, you know, stressed out and upset about a relationship, you very well don't have to be with him or her. You know, that is a choice for you to be in a relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship, whether it can be something as well as, you know, I'm not married, but whether it's a marriage, there are things that you can do. So, and then also we definitely cannot, majority of the time we stress about things and we allow our emotions to overwhelm us with things that we can't even control. Like, you can't control how someone else treats you. You can't control other things that happen in life. I couldn't control that my mom had to go into the hospital or what have you and have a risky surgery the day before my event, and she would be in the hospital and be bedridden for some time. I couldn't control any of that. However, you know, my emotions overwhelm me, and we don't always have to, you know, respond in certain ways. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't care. And I'm definitely not saying when things happen to just get over it and it's just that easy not to worry about it. It's not that easy. Nothing is that easy. But we can always manage our emotions. And one thing is being very self-aware. So I would say that is the biggest thing, is to just, number one, hold yourself accountable. You know that eating 10 fried chicken wings are not, you know, something that should be done on a regular basis. You know that if you're someone like, say, for instance, for myself, like I say, I work a 9 to 5, I run Inspire to Change, I blog, I do different things, I do different events, I do this radio show, what have you. I know my life is a lot. It's a lot. I also know I try my best to plan my weeks beforehand, so I'm not overwhelmed, but life still happens, and sometimes it throws me off track, and sometimes the way I plan for certain things to go, it did not go that way, and that can happen for everyone. However, I make it a point to also stay planned. So if you're someone that is an emotional eater, also control what you're eating. So a lot of the times, and that's another big thing that I wanted to come across, a lot of the times when we're emotional eating, it's okay to eat. It's okay to have a snack, but turn to healthier choices. So if you're someone that you know is stressful, things are going on, it's a lot going on for you or what have you, turn to healthier choices. So whether, you know, if you have a stressful job, and stressful job doesn't mean that your job is bad. Some people just have a job that requires them to do a lot. So if you have a stressful job and things are always changing and it's just a high demand for you, I should say, then you don't have to, I'm not saying to not eat, but very well, you can pack, you know, snacks with you that are very healthy. You don't have to eat chips. You don't have to go to the vending machine and get a honey bun every time you feel an emotion and every time things are stressful for you. Pack some almonds. Pack some fruit, you know, yogurt. Pack things that are healthy. Make healthier choices. And that's a part of being self-aware and then also holding yourself accountable. Because at the end of the day, life is going to happen. And life happens every single day. And if you use your emotions as a scapegoat to eat unhealthy, then you're just going to continue to eat unhealthy because life happens every single day and we can't control what's going to happen. You could be in a loving, healthy relationship with someone and then next thing you know, they may decide that it's over. And so, I mean, you can go to work one day and you have a deadline to do 1,000 things by noon or what have you. You can come home and, you know, things could just be out of order. You know, life just happens every single day, and we just have to hold ourselves accountable, you know, to that and understand that, okay, life can happen for me at any moment today. I have my life plan today. I have several things to do today. Life happened to me today. I had a meeting earlier. I was late for it or what have you. I was overwhelmed. I was frustrated, you know, and it still went okay, you know, so we have to understand that life happens every single day. And as humans, we are going to feel different emotions every single day. And it's okay to feel those emotions. But once you have felt those emotions, be aware of it and move forward into a healthier direction. And that's just the thing that I just want for everyone that is listening to understand that life happens every day. A lot of the times we cannot control what happens, you know, to us every single day, but we definitely can become self-aware of what we are feeling, number one, what is contributing to those feelings, and how to move forward. So in terms of emotional eating, I challenge everyone, when you feel whatever contributes, if you're someone that deals with emotional eating, whatever contributes to your, because you're self-aware. And a lot of the times when I meet individuals that, you know, say, I emotionally eat, you're self-aware that you are doing it. You also are self-aware of the emotions and what is happening to you when you decide to emotionally eat. What I do see in a lot of people that are emotional eaters, they're aware that they're emotional eating, and they're also aware of things that may be going on around them that cause them to have these emotions, that cause them to emotionally eat. However, they're not holding themselves accountable to move away from it. And I think, like, I see a lot of the times, you know, people that are doing so good on their journeys or what have you, and then I see they bought, you know, a dozen donuts and say, okay, well, my day just went bad. It's okay. No, it's not okay. Instead of buying those dozen of donuts, get up and take a walk. Call your friends and have a 10-minute conversation. That may be something that may allow you to get your emotions in check. And like I'm saying, I'm not saying this to say just get over whatever you are feeling, but there are a lot of other ways to manage your emotions outside of emotional eating. And that's what I want this discussion to be about. And that's what I want you all to get out of it. Do not allow your emotions to be the reason or the excuse of why you allow yourself to eat unhealthy, because what happens is that box of a dozen donuts can turn into, after that, now you're eating fried chicken tomorrow. And the thing about it is that you're not dealing with your emotions. So those emotions are going unchecked, and they're going from one day to where you bought a dozen donuts and you ate them all in one sitting, to the next day you wake up and you still have not dealt with those emotions. You know that they are going on, but you're still not self-aware. You're still not holding yourself accountable. You still have not dealt with those emotions. To the next day, now you've eaten a pint of ice cream in one sitting. And then for dinner, you had fried chicken and french fries. And then to the next day, it progresses and it progresses. And then this is something that is a lifelong thing. And you're just making excuses that, oh, it's emotional eating. So I think what we need to do to overcome and to manage emotional eating is, number one, handle our emotions. And if we leave our emotions unchecked, then it will continue to allow us to emotional eat, into emotional eating. So I just wanted, I know this was a little bit short. Definitely apologize, but if you all ever wanted to reach out to me, I'm on Instagram at Aspire2Change. You can also email me at info@AspireTheNumberTwoChange.co. I thank you all for listening today. I hope you all have a wonderful Saturday and a wonderful weekend, and I hope that you all took from this something very useful, and I will talk to you another time. I am on the air every first and third Saturday of the month, so I will be back very soon. Have a good day. Bye.